You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Bonjour, Sarah Agatontaus, Indigenous Jaganashimo, Magazine in Dudem, Nagachuanan in Dunjaba, Kwawa Igning in Da. My name is Sarah, and I'm from Fond du Lac, and I live in the beautiful village of Sawyer. And I'm here today talking about Ojibwe florals and moccasin making at with the school and the community here. Well, I grew up in the Cloquet area of Fond du Lac, and I didn't really do a lot of cultural arts when I was growing up. And as I got older and I wanted to learn to dance, my brother was like, well, you want to learn how to dance? Then you better learn how to bead. And taught me how to bead. And luckily, I had a lot of really great mentors as I got older, teaching me how to make moccasins and being really patient with me. Over the last few years, I started, just selling beadwork and doing the moccasin earring hustle in parking lots and powwows, and started getting a lot of requests for people for moccasins. They call and say, oh, I noticed last minute, but could you make a pair of moccasins for my grandma? She passed. Or could you make a pair of moccasins for my baby I'm going to have? And I started realizing that there was more demand for the work than I could do, and so I decided I wanted to really start teaching. So over last year, that's what I've been really focusing on, is teaching and moccasin making, and that's been really great because it's been about over 175 people this year that I got to teach moccasin making to. Well, Wendy Savage and Karen Savage are two of my mentors who are really amazing artists and spend a lot of time with me teaching me about our floral designs and what they mean and why they're important. And my mom tried to teach me beadwork when I was a teenager, but I think I might have thrown it against the wall. So frustrated with how the time it takes and the patience it takes. But now that I'm, older, I really appreciate the meditative way it makes you be still. Yeah, I for a long time I did a lot of custom work for people, jingle dresses and vests and breechcloths and different work like that. And lately I've been more focusing on teaching because I feel like there's just such a demand and a thirst for this kind of work that the more people I can teach to do it, the more people that will be able to do it. Like ideally there'd be a bead worker and a moccasin maker in every family. Well, ideally, what I do if somebody really wants, I let them do as much as I can, like a fly, a little birdie, mm-hmm. Help them do it a little bit and then be like, okay, here you go. You can do as much of it as you can because that's ultimately what I would really like, is for people to be able to do their own work and tell mm-hmm. their own story with their regalia and their own beadwork. I used to do a lot of contemporary, with like the cut beads and, but over the last couple of years I had a speaker, Majuga Nayash, asked me to come and make a regalia for him. And he's like, I want it to look like, imagine your grandmother is making it. And he's like, I want it to look old style. Mm-hmm. And that was really good for me. So it was a different exercise on how to, like, those old beads are very subtle. The colors change from like a red to a pink in a very subtle way. And it's a very different way of thinking about your beading, not being flashy. There's no rhinestones it's very subtle. But it still has, even today we're talking with all the kids, it has a glow. There's a glow to it. And that's part of that Manadumanetsakan. It's part of that spirit, that energy that's in that beadwork. Mm-hmm. Comes out, I think, even with those really subtle colors. And then I was going to talk to people about building their own story into their art and what those stories mean and how our florals really are a story. There's a story about whether it's about your name, your clan, or if it's about a story that you want to pass on. And even about reclaiming our stories, that part of what we're doing is teaching our stories to our children and our grandchildren. And maybe we have to relearn those stories, but that's part of what we're doing.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.